Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I am Iris, and I'm the most popular girl in school. I'm beautiful and talented, and I have a good figure, but I still don't have a boyfriend. And that's because I'm allergic to kissing, but I'm hiding it carefully. The doctors don't know what it is. Any kiss just makes my lips swell up like dumplings. I can't even go out with boys, even though I have a lot of admirers. And so, everyone thinks I'm an arrogant, stuck-up... And how am I supposed to value my personal life like this? Only my friend Emma knows about my secret. By the way, she's pretty popular with guys, too, and she's already dating another guy on the soccer team. They're constantly going on dates, kissing around every corner, and spending a lot of time together. I am so jealous of them. What did you think? I want to have a boyfriend and all that romantic stuff too. It all started when I was a kid. When I turned 10, I had a crush on my classmate, Sean. He was so cool. He walked me home every day, and then one day, he decided to kiss me. Now imagine kissing a girl and her lips swell up in front of your eyes like they've been filled with air, like balloons. Out of fear, Sean ran away and never came near me again. Then it happened again at 12 with Aaron, at 15 with Ben. I only know about French kissing from Emma's stories, and I realized I'd be single for the rest of my life. Who wants to date a girl you can't even kiss? My mom took me to so many doctors, but they just kept throwing up their hands. No one could understand my body's reaction. Because of this, I try to stay away from boys at school. I didn't want anyone to find out my secret and make fun of me. That Iris thinks she's a queen. No one is worthy of her. She'll end up alone like an old maid. That's what I heard behind my back, but it was better than humiliating jokes about my lips.
Iris, you won't believe this. A new kid is transferring to our school.
If you talk about it with such enthusiasm, it must be someone interesting.
Oh yes, he's so cool. If you hadn't skipped school yesterday, you would have seen him for yourself.
I didn't skip school. I was at the doctor's. You know that. Come on, I'm waiting for the details.
You'll see for yourself. He's an Apollo on a cool bike.
I met Emma outside school as usual. I immediately noticed that it was unusually noisy and lively.
Look, it seems like the whole school is waiting for him to show up.
And then I saw a steep motorcycle pull in, driven by a man, all dressed in black leather and wearing a shiny black helmet. The roar of his engine drowned out everything around him. He parked the bike in the parking lot and took off his helmet.
Oh God, he was the most handsome guy I'd ever seen. Black hair and blue eyes. What an interesting combination.
Everyone in the schoolyard went silent. The guys were looking at him with envy, and the girls were drooling over him. He started walking past me and Emma, and I pretended to be completely uninterested in him. I turned around to go inside, and what do you think happened? I tripped and started falling. All I could do was close my eyes. My whole life flashed before my eyes. I didn't fall. I didn't fall to the ground. I landed right in the arms of the new guy. I just felt the stares on my skin.
Oops, sorry.
That's an interesting way to get acquainted.
the guy said grudgingly. You think too much of yourself. Don't flatter yourself.
Okay.
And he just spread his arms and I flopped down on the ground. Hey, are you out of your mind?
It would do you good to land a little.
With a laugh, the rude guy walked into the hall, and I was left all red with anger. How dare he? Who acts like that to a girl? I'm gonna get him. It was the most embarrassing thing I'd experienced in a long time. Still panting with anger, I entered the classroom, and I saw him at the next desk. He was introduced to the class as Jack O'Malley. He'd recently moved to our small town. His mom got a job at the local hospital. And I, as class president, was assigned to help him get his books. In fact, as our teacher, Mr. Elvin, said,
help him adjust to the new place and make friends.
What friends? You could tell right away he was a mean guy.
All right, I'll show you around. You'll have to get your books from the library first.
You must be a nerd, huh? If you're supposed to babysit me.
I'm not a nerd. I'm the class president. And yes, I'm a good student, too.
And you can't be too modest.
Look, I know we didn't get to know each other, but I don't want to waste my time with you either. So let me just show you around and say goodbye.
Oh, and the headmistress is offended. Well, you can go about your business. I'll take care of myself.
That's good. So I turned around and went to the schoolyard, where Emma and I agreed to meet. Ugh, this new guy was so annoying. Emma was already waiting for me. When she saw my face and my gait, she knew right away that I wasn't happy about something. I told her that the bore was going to be in my class and that I was going to have to babysit him for a while. The whole day I was so angry that everything just fell out of my hands. Class was over, and Emma and I went out into the yard again. Suddenly, I heard the loud roar of an engine. The jerk's bike was coming right at me. I shrieked, and the bike stopped just a few inches away from me. I was so freaked out, and that ignorant Jack was just laughing. I felt horribly hurt and looked at him angrily, and I didn't notice the tears running down my cheeks. Jack's face changed right away. He got off his bike and came over to me.
Were you scared? I'm sorry.
Fuck you, you jerk! Iris, that's not polite. He said he was sorry. I don't care. And I ran away. It was the most embarrassing thing that had ever happened to me. Jack caught up with me on the way home. He called out to me, but I pretended not to hear him. He then blocked my way and apologized. He said he was just trying to be funny, and he didn't think I'd be that scared. He looked very guilty. Of course, I felt sorry for him, and we called a truce. After that, we started spending a lot of time together. Jack wasn't doing so well in school. I offered to help him and start pulling him up on subjects. Because Jack and I talked a lot and became friends, Emma asked me to introduce her to him. I knew she had her eye on him. I really didn't want them to be together, but I couldn't say no to her either. Jack, listen, you remember my friend Emma, right?
Oh yeah, isn't she the one who was always with you until I showed up? Haha.
Ugh, you're so cocky.
Yeah, that's the one.
Anyway, why don't I introduce you?
Why not? I'd be glad to get to know your friend.
I was kind of hurt by his words, but I didn't show it. We agreed to meet at a coffee shop near the school. When Jack and I arrived, Emma was already sitting at a table waiting for us. My friend waved at us and indicated our seats. I sat across from her, and Emma pulled Jack to her and sat him down next to her. Throughout the evening, I sat and watched as she flirted with my friend, making eyes at him and getting all the attention she could. It must have been obvious that I didn't like it. Jack felt very uncomfortable, but he couldn't leave. It wouldn't have been pretty. Eventually, my patience ran out and I just got up from the table.
Emma, you're too pushy. I feel like you're pushing Jack around.
Oh, come on, Iris. We're getting along very well, aren't we, Jack?
Jack sat silent and stared into his glass.
I freaked out and left, and he ran after me.
Naturally, Emma also jumped out after us.
Jack caught up with me on the street. What's wrong? It's okay. She's your friend. Do you mean you like the way she's luring you in?
I didn't say that. I didn't send her away because she's your friend and I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
I thought you seemed to enjoy her company.
Wait a minute. Are you jealous? Jack asked with a smile on his face. Before I could answer, Emma came running over.
Guys, what's wrong? Iris, if you wanted to go home, you could have left normally and not spoiled the mood for all of us.
I opened my mouth in surprise. I wanted to answer, but I just couldn't find the right words.
Then Jack intervened. He took Emma aside and told her something.
I could see her face change.
Was it shock? Surprise? Anger? She threw something angrily over her shoulder and walked away.
I stood there, unable to comprehend what had just happened.
Jack came up to me in a dazed sort of way. He took my hand and led me to his bike. I asked him what Emma had told him, but he said nothing. He also didn't say anything when he put my helmet on, didn't say anything when we got on the handlebars, and didn't say anything the whole way to my house.
Already at home, I decided I had to find out everything. I had no intention of backing down. Jack, answer me.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't care. What did Emma say, and what's going on anyway? Jack took my hand.
Iris, is there anything you want to tell me?
What are you talking about?
When I took Emma outside the cafe, I told her that I liked you, and that I wasn't considering her to be my girlfriend. She said I'd still change my mind when you revealed your secret.
I went pale. I got dizzy. How could that be? Emma was an old friend of mine. She wouldn't tell my secret. I covered my face with my hands and cried. From resentment, betrayal, and fear that I might lose Jack forever. Well, there was no way out. I had to tell Jack. I couldn't keep it to myself forever. After I told him, it surprised me when Jack pulled me to him, hugged me, and said the most cherished words.
Iris, I like you, and it doesn't bother me that you're allergic to kissing. It's nice and easy for me to just hold you and always be near you. You will let me do that, won't you?
I like you too, but I was afraid to tell you my secret. I thought it would repel you and you'd stop looking at me as a girl.
By the way, Emma and I haven't spoken since then. She called and apologized, though. She said Jack had hurt her and she was just jealous of me. That's the only reason she let my secret out. I forgave her, of course, but I limited our communication as much as possible. And Jack and I are fine. And by the way, he and I did kiss. Jack found me a good doctor who prescribed me strong anti-allergy medication. And now I can live a normal life, like the other girls.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.